we began to learn how Yehu was going to kill out the whole household of Achav. And it was a scary, scary thing to do because Achav was a very powerful king. The Novi says that Achav was that Yehu was successful, killed out the whole household of Achav. And then he wanted to finish up the job and get rid of all of the Avodah Zorah that Achav brought down to Klal Yisrael. So he did a shtick. After Yehu took over the kingdom of Achav, he gathered everybody together. He said like this, Achav over us abal ma'at, Yehu yavdenu harbe. He basically said, Achav did a little bit of a dissolve. I'm going to be a knacker. I'm doing much more than Achav. Basically, he made a holiday for the Baal, for the Avodah Zorah. So the Pasuk says, the reason why he did it, the Yehu also Ba'akfa was a shtick. He wanted to find, to weed out anybody left in Klal Yisrael that's still busy with Avodah Zorah. This was his shtick. He said, we're going to have an Avodah Zorah. We're going to make a holiday. And if you guys think Achav did a lot of Avodah Zorah, you haven't seen nothing yet. I'm going to do much more. And now, he wanted to get everybody there. And then he killed them. Pasuk says, L'man hevidus oivdei abal. His point was to get rid of all the oivdei abal, to destroy all of them. So Lamais is a very big inyan what he did. Big inyan. And that's what happened. Pasuk says, they all came. Packed. It was a Trump event. Packed. There was no room. And then he took all of those chevra. Vayavoy. It says at the end, Vayaku ish lefi chorev. And that was it. And they burnt the Baal. They burnt Avodah Zorah. Took care of everything. So everything sounds great. Sounds great. Yehu, this is Yehu, the King Yehu. The tzaddik. Moise Nefesh. Look what he did. Look what he accomplished. But look how the perek ends. It says, Vayashmeid Yehu was Abal Miyisrael. He managed, he succeeded to uproot the Baal from Klal Yisrael. No more Baal. It's gone. Major accomplishment. Comes the pasuk and says, "Rak chatoy rovim benevot asher hechti Yisrael loyisorash Yehu me'acharei." The Navi says, but he still didn't perfect himself. He still clung to some of the averis of Yerovim ben Nevat. You remember Yerovim ben Nevat was the one who made the two golden calves. Yerovim ben Nevat was the one who made the two Iglei Azov to distract Klal Yisrael from going to be El Regel. That he kept. That's it. And that's how it ends. Yehu lo shoma lo leches b'deras Hashem. It's very depressing. He was so successful. He rooted out the whole Avodah Zorah of the Baal. He killed Achav. He did everything. But he stopped short. He didn't do the whole job. Imagine you have a guy goes through Ganshas with Rishonim and Achronim. Tal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. But Epis, the Tonot Ve'Elio, the last Bryce and Shas he didn't do. He said, I didn't get around to it. He did the whole job. The hardest job. You went through Shas. You went through Negorim and Oilus. You went through Shoyim Achreinim. Dal Chalkei Shulchan. You couldn't do Tonot Ve'Elio. Kol Hashoyin Halachas B'chol Yoyim. Yehu did everything. He killed out everybody. He killed out all the Baal. All the people who worshipped the Baal. Achav. The whole job. There was an old Avodah Zorah here from Yerovim ben Nevat. an old, outdated Avodah Zarah. It wasn't something that was in vogue anymore. Okay? It wasn't in vogue anymore. People weren't interested in it anymore. That epistle he kept. He kept Avodah Zarah of Yerovam ben Nevat, and the Pasuk blames him for it. The Pasuk leaves off by saying, Rak lo shama lo leches b'derech Hashem. That's how the Pasuk ends. That he didn't do the job. Why not? He did 95%. And then the last 5%. That's what's going on. This is not my kash. The Gemara has the kash. What I want to be aimed on is the teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara has the kash. The Gemara, Mesech Sanhedrin, Perak Chelek, Daf Kuv Beis, Amin Aleph, the Gemara says, Michti, Yehu Tzadik or Rabahab. Yehu was a big tzaddik. In fact, the Gemara, Yehu lo shama lo lechaz b'teros Hashem b'chol v'avay? My gomalei. How did that happen? How did it happen that Yehu didn't do the job? Doesn't make sense. It's pshat. The Gemara's answer is a very scary answer. But I want to apply this to a couple of other sugyas. One sugya in Ksubis, some of you already had it. Some of you didn't have it yet. It's on the Afches on the base. The Gemara brings down over there, Kol HaMenabel is Piv. Somebody says Nivel Peh, bad language. Afilu Gozul of Din L'Toivo Shel Shivim Shana. Even if he has a pre-decreed Gzar Din for good things for 70 years. Hashem has for him 70 years of good stuff going on. Speaks, he has bad language, knocks out. Knocks out all the schiz. It's a big deal. So he said Nivel Peh. Big deal. Big deal. It's only a Dibur. All of you learned Maseches Makos, you remember that a Dibur is a lot of shame and Maisa. You don't even get Malkus. Right? You don't get Malkus. The Gemara Malkus, well, it's not a bracha eight shaka. Somebody says false testimony. You can't give him Malkus for that. That's why the Gemara needs another pasuk. That for Edom Zomim to get Malkus. Because a lav shem b'maisa. So how could the Gemara Ksuba say somebody's menavel piv 70 years of schusim knocked out? And then we go through other sugyas hashas. Shabbos. Many, many sugyas where you see what bad language is. How bad it is for one to have bad language. What's the term? I understand it's not nice. It's not nice. It's a lot of things are not nice. It's not nice. It's such an extreme. The Gemara says, Omar of Chanan, Kol HaMenabel is Piv Noifel LeGehenim. He falls right into Gehenim. Then you look at the positive side. The Gemara says in Brachas, they once saw a Talmud, he was careful with his language. He spoke very proper. The Gemara brings down over here, Muftachani boy shiye meiro hero bi Yisrael. The guy's going to become a poisek because he's careful with his language. What's language? What's such a big deal? Such a big deal. Ganevis Das. Everybody knows about Ganevis Das, right? What is Ganevis Das? I just got to Shaila Mamish yesterday, a text, Shaila. Somebody asked me, they ordered something, the thing didn't come in. So they called the company. The company gave them a refund because they never got the item. And I think I still have it. I have it in my phone still. And then the guy said, so the company gave him back his full refund. But then the shipping company called him that the item came in. But the shipping company wasn't in touch with the other company. And Mimela, he was able to pick up the item and keep the money. Gevaldik. Right? Sounds great. It wasn't cheap. It was over $1,000 item. Geschmack. $1,000 back and now the item came in. Mon min Hashemayim. It's great. So he sent me a text. You know, it's $1,000 shayla. I got to give the guy credit for asking the shayla. So I wrote back, you can't accept the item. Can't go there and collect the item. Okay. All of a sudden, the lumdus comes out. For $1,000, there's a lot of lumdus. So I wrote him back. Tos Akum is only where one doesn't facilitate and manipulate the situation. That means if the guy on his own made a mistake, not you created the mistake, that's okay. But you cannot, even there, the Be'er HaGoyle says you should make a Kiddush Hashem and you should, but here you manipulate it. I'm not saying you purposely manipulate it, but you created it to us. The guy didn't make a mistake. You created it to us. And now when you go back and you collect the item, they didn't give it to you. You're going now to claim it. Can't do that. Well, the guy wrote me back, thank you very much. He didn't curse me out. But we find a fascinating thing. Something called Geneva's Das. Geneva's Das means, in most cases, we're dealing with Geneva's Das, we're not dealing with real Geneva. We're dealing with you making somebody think something that's not true. Geneva's Das. Right. L'chaira, it's not real Geneva. It's not real Geneva. So it should surely be on a much lower level than Geneva's Mom. Right? Geneva's Mom means I go, I take $1,000 from you that's not mine, I steal it. Geneva's Das, I tricked you. Big deal. Okay, it's not nice. Light it not nice. It's like Nivel Peh. It's not nice. You didn't kill anybody. I was once in the hallway, a kid said something, he didn't know I was there. He turned around, he saw me, and whatever he said, he wouldn't have said if I was standing there. So I had Rachmanos on him, that's the truth. Because the look on his face, he looked like he wanted to just, I don't know what. Finally, he's standing there for a minute, not being able to say anything. He goes, Rebbe, I didn't kill anybody. He had to look like he murdered somebody. I didn't kill anybody. It's true. That's something not nice. Big deal. Geneva's Das, big deal. I didn't steal anything. I didn't hurt anybody. I fooled him. There's a big sugyas and chulin about Geneva's Das. Even when you're doing it for a good reason. The Gemara brings on a maaser in chulin. Two Amoraim came to a city. Because they had a reason why they had to go to that city. The Gemara's on Tzadi Dalet in chulin. And the Gemara says over there, that they met somebody. They met one of the Amoraim. So this Amora thought they came to see him. So one of them said, I want you to know we didn't come to see you. We were here anyway. The Gemara brings it down to the context of Geneva's Das. There was a Machloikas Amoraim, whether he had a chiyuv to do that. One Amora holds that even if I didn't do anything to fool you, you got fooled. I didn't try to fool you. You got fooled. A guy makes a chasen in Philadelphia, right? I happen to be in Philadelphia anyway. I have an appointment in Philadelphia. Okay. Figure I'm in Philadelphia anyway. I'll go to the wedding. I walk into the wedding. The guy comes running over me, hugs me. Rabbi, you came all the way to Philadelphia for the chasen. So one man d'amar says, I'm allowed to keep quiet because he's fooling himself. The other man, Dama, says, I have a chiyuv to tell him, listen, it's not what you think it is. I wouldn't have come to Philadelphia for you. I had a mice like this laloche. A Talmud of mine asked me in Shaila, and I was madame to a psak Rabbi Yashiv gave. He had a baby. They gave the baby a name. They gave the baby a name, a biblical name. It was after somebody in Tanakh. Meanwhile, the grandmother thought that it was after her mother. They didn't know that the name, let's say it's Devorah. They thought it was Devorah. They didn't think it was for Devorah Anaviah. Turned out it was for Devorah Anaviah. The grandmother thought that they were naming the kid after the great-grandmother. She was so happy. that the granddaughter, so she normally used to send $180 whenever they had a baby, $180 gift. This time they got a $1,000 check with a card. Thank you so much for naming after grandma. So this guy asked me a shaila. Does he have to tell them that it's not what they think it is? It's not after grandma divorced. Or not. So there was a shaila like this asked in Eretz Yisrael. Of Yashuk and of other places. So one place in Eretz Yisrael said, listen, it was also a big matana or something. He said, you know what? Right now you could have in mind it's for that person. For $1,000, it's taka named after that person too. Lamai said, I was machma. I told him they should not take them. I said, it's not just a shaila gnevis das, it's a shaila gnevis moment. Because here they gave you money because of it. They would have known otherwise they wouldn't have given the money. But what I'm telling you is we find a fascinating thing. The Gemara says, also lignoiv das abriyos afilu nochri. Even a guy. Lagabi gneva mamish. Because of all the gnevas the goyim did against the Jews in those days, there's a machlekes in the Gemara. Omad v'hitim amoinim liyisrael. Machlekes if there's gezalakum. But gneva's das applies to a guy. Why? Why is gneva's das worse than gneva's mamon? You know what the answer is? The answer is, when a person steals, right, when a person steals, there's something deep down in them that knows they're doing something wrong. There's a true part of them that's going, one second, this is wrong. They're doing it anyway. But they know they're a ganav. The fact that they know they're a ganav makes that it doesn't internalize to the degree. When you know something is wrong, you don't completely internalize it. You know it's wrong. You know it's wrong, right? You feel guilty. Guilt is good. You hear what I'm saying? Guilt is not bad. Guilt is not bad. Guilt is a good thing. One of the elements of tshuva is charata. It's good. Why? Because if you feel guilty, it means I know it's wrong. If I do something and I know it's wrong, it doesn't become fully part of me. Because there's a part of me that's rejecting it. There's a part of me saying that's no good. Kenevis das makes a person into a thief in his neshama. Because that's not, nothing wrong with it. That's what I do, really. I fooled the guy. Big deal. Big deal. Nothing. They say the worst kind of them sometimes were kids that throughout school they cheated on tests. When they cheat on tests, big deal. It's like, the neighbor. And those guys turn out to be the worst kind of them. Why? Because it's not so bad, they don't reject it. It becomes part of them. They start working that way. It becomes part of their psyche. It's okay. It's nothing wrong with it. Now you own it more. It becomes more part of who you are. If you look in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam says that Kenevis Das makes a person into a crooked person. That's why also Lignev Das Afilu Nochre. Because it's for you. It's not the person that you've been going to das from. It's what it's doing to you. That guy, big deal. So you fooled him. Big deal. You didn't take anything from him. You fooled him. Big deal. No. You can't fool yourself. You're ruining yourself. That's the problem. That's the bigger problem. If you look at the Rama Milchus Deus, his problem is doing to you. Nivul Peh is the worst thing for a person. Because Rabbi, I didn't kill anybody. Just nivul peh. That's why it becomes part of you. You talk like that, you talk like that, you talk, becomes part of you. And you become a minuv. You become a minuv. Vozok the Gemara here in Chelek, says the Gemara, bris krusal is fasayim. when Yehu got up and he said, hey guys, I'm going to worship the Baal more than Achav did. He did it because he tried to get people to come and kill them. But because he said it, it made an effect on them. He didn't just say it once. He went around, he made a party out of this. Hey, we're going to do it, we're going to do it, we're going to do it. It zapped into him. That's pshat in the Gemara. Somebody's menavel piv. It's not that you get punished for nivel peh. Nivel peh changes who you are. It absorbs, it goes into your body. It's like a disease. It goes into your body. And it metastasizes. Like they say about a tumor. It spreads. It spreads. It's a silent killer. Silent killers are the worst. Nivel peh is a silent killer. And that's the aside. That's why a person has to be so careful. If you talk clean, you'll be a clean person. You'll live clean. And if you talk prost, chas v'shalom makes an effect.
This idea of the fact that it's more common, also part of the Shiva's question about Avraham Zik.